life is easy, but we make it super complicated. And the other day I had a fantastic email from my best friend in the UK with five simple questions. Five simple questions that can define everything about your life and everything about where you want it to be. Number one, where are you? Where are you right now? Are you sat in an office doing a job that you hate? Are you spending time at the beach with your family? Are you dealing with debt, or are you dealing with some kind of addiction? Where are you right now? And that's an important question because it has to force you to reflect on the moment, in the moment, where are you right now? So where are you? Ask yourself, are you where you want to be? Number two, why are you there? How did you get here? What decisions did you make? You know, we can always blame the outside influences, but ultimately, as adults, kids, you know, slightly different game, we make decisions for ourselves. We choose sliding doors. We go one way or the other, or we make choices that are good and bad for us. But we can answer the question, why are we here right now? In with the feelings, the body, the mindset, the wealth, the lack of wealth, whatever it is, why are you there? Why are you here right now? Number three, where do you want to be? If you want to be sat on a beach sipping margaritas, well, how do you get there? And once you're there, is that what you actually want to be doing? Because if you're working so hard to create a level of success, then you suddenly stop. Then you get bored pretty quick, I would imagine, if that's how you're driven. It's that cliche that the journey, very much for many people, is part of the challenge. That's where all the learning is. Sat on the beach sounds kind of boring. I like doing it now and again. I like to have the choice to do it. And maybe it's about having choices to spend time on the beach, not asking for time off, not having to see when you can squeeze it in amongst education or running your business. Where do you want to be? What choices do you want to make? Number four, why? Why do you want to sit on a beach? Is it because right now you don't feel like you have enough time to for yourself? Are you in a cold country that actually depresses your mood? Or is that the ideology that you think that all success is sitting on a beach? Is it an Instagram success rather than the reality? For me, I love my work. It's very difficult at the moment, and there's a lot of work in front of me, but I love my work. But I'd like other choices. I'd like not to be so dependent on some of the areas that I put my energy into. And therefore, I want to be in a place where I have different set of choices. So why do I want to be there? Well, because, you know, life is precious, and we need more choices to do things when we want to do them. And that isn't necessarily about wealth. It's about choice. And I'll use that word over and over and over. I feel that success is choice. And then number five. Let's stop talking about how you're going to get there. And there may be some grand plan that you want to spend half the year traveling, or half the year doing this, or one day a week doing this, whatever it is. It starts right now. It starts by working through this list and asking these questions and simply saying, well, now I have an audit of my life, of the good, the bad, and the ugly, because it will be good, bad, and ugly. Then you can say, well, how am I going to get there? I want to be out of debt. Okay, I can manage my spending. I can spend a little bit of more time here. I can reduce costs, or I can learn a new skill to become more valuable. I can ask for a raise because I want to put more into the role. I can expand my business. You know, there are all these practical ways. So rather than just set this one big grand goal, understand where you are, understand where you want to be, and then write down exactly how you're going to get there. Now, each of those steps may not turn out exactly how you want them to. That doesn't matter. The point is each day you can get up and say, okay, am I moving 1% closer? Am I moving 1% closer? Am I moving 1% closer? And by some miracle, one day you will look up, and I hope of the age that you can enjoy wherever you are going, you'll already be there. There is no FedEx invite to your success. It's simply by understanding where you are, why you got there, where you want to go, and choosing within the best of your education, your ability, how you can in some way every day take one closer step to wherever you want to be that's different to right now. And by the way, when you get there, there'll be another goal. I've been Grant Difford, and this is Unspoken.